Blog Talk Radio. I don't know about the rest of you, but I love this time of the day. I love how the cool, crisp night air kisses the ground, leaving behind a gentle layer of dew. I love looking up into the night sky and seeing the moon shining down upon us like an old, trusted friend. I look forward to spending our Thursday nights here together on Blog Talk Radio as we travel together on this journey into the night.
Barton, and I would normally be introducing my co-host Lisa Vandeveer right now, but since she's also our coordinating producer, she's kind of trying to track down our guests. I think we lost them for a little bit, so I'm going to be flying solo for a little bit. Woohoo! Sounds like fun. You never know what'll happen with me, guys. Anyway, wow, what a week. A lot of things have happened. We elected a president, started out on a new thing, and so hopefully everything will work out and our country will continue to be the wonderful place it's always been. Getting cold down here in Texas, I'm going to complain a little bit. I'm sure that you people up north are going to laugh at me because I'm sitting here with a heater at my feet trying to warm up, but hey, it got below 50 degrees in southeast Texas, so this girl's cold. Hey, there's Lisa. I'm going to bring her on right now. Woo-hoo! Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
I was having to fly solo. I'm thinking, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? Did you find him?
We are going to reschedule.
Okay.
Both of us dropped the ball, so I apologize for that. I apologize to him for that, and I apologize to our guest for that. He and I just, we got mixed up or something. I don't know what happened.
Oh, well.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's the first time. That's the first time that's ever happened. So I think you're doing pretty dang good, to be honest with you.
Well, Well, thank you. It just, it happened. So, we've been doing this for a year. So it's the first time this has ever happened. So I'm excited. Yay.
I'm proud of you. I mean, we've talked to other people that do these blog talk radio shows, and they say it happens quite often. So, hey, girl, you're doing good. Snaps to you.
Well, thank you.
I'm just telling everybody. I'm just telling everybody about, had an exciting election this week. So we got us a new president, and hopefully everything will work wonderful for our country. And then I was whining about how cold it is here in Texas, and I have a heater at my feet. Wah, wah, wah.
Well, I tell you, on the election thing, we won't get too political, but
no,
I think we'll have to give him a chance. We'll just have to give him a chance to see. We gave President Obama
everybody
a chance.
Everybody else
we
gave it a chance. Yep.
That's right. So so this man deserves a chance, and all I can say is, he's got the cutest little boy that I've ever seen.
What's
he is just a little doll. And
I was laughing.
He's
trying to stay awake.
Yeah.
He's trying to stay awake up there.
I know. But he is the first son in the White House since JFK Jr. So
first boy, the first son.
That was interesting. So
because it's always been girls. Yeah. Yeah, I was chuckling. I go. I can't believe he's only 10 years old. He's a tall boy. He's gonna be tall.
It was,
and it's really sad. Anytime there's an election, half of this country is gonna be sad, and the other half's gonna be happy. And it doesn't matter which side you're on. One time you're gonna be happy, one time you're not. And the main thing we all have to remember is, we are not a political party. We are Americans, and regardless of our, if the one we were cheerleading for lost or won, don't be mean to the others, don't do the whole
thing.
Well,
I tell you what. That's true. And for one thing, it is Donald Trump. We are not going to be bored. So
That's true. He's not boring. That's for sure. That's good advice you said. We just give them a chance. Every time we elect a president, we do a collectively hold our breath and go, okay, we're giving you a chance here.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
the best way to do it. That's the best way.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
You want to tell everybody about what fun things you got going this weekend? You tell me about this.
Oh,
show.
My goodness. Yeah, I think I hope we're not getting in over our heads, but we are getting. We are getting three horses. We're getting a mini pony. We're getting a pony. Mm-hmm. And then I'm getting a Tennessee Walker. So I'm excited. We're going after them tomorrow. Shh, don't tell Kira. So she thinks we're getting them Saturday, but we're actually going after them tomorrow. So it's going to be exciting.
You know what you guys need to do? You need to have your husband make one, or have one made, or a family member, a little bitty wagon to connect to that little mini horse for parades.
Because
that would be just too cute.
Yeah, that would be cute, wouldn't it? Yeah. So that's what we got going on.
I bet you my dog's bigger than that little mini horse.
Oh, probably. Yeah, because it's a little short thing. It's cute. So we're excited about it. I'm as excited about getting the mini as I am getting the big one.
Have you seen that commercial where the lady gets a little mini horse and the other horses don't have nothing to do with it, so she puts in the doggy door?
Yes.
And it comes in the house and lays its head on her lap. I'm thinking, that horse is the one that made out the best out of all of them.
Oh, exactly. And I've already tried. Kira and we've already tried to talk Matt into letting us bring the mini into the house. But so far, he says no. But we'll see.
When I was growing up, my parents had they called them ranchettes, a little 5-acre place. And we had an old ewe, which is a mama sheep. and she had triplets. Well, she didn't have enough milk for all three of them. So Mom says, go out and pick one of them, and we'll bring it in the house, and we'll bottle feed it. Well, I was dumb. Mm-hmm. I should have grabbed a little girl because of the whole diaper thing, but I bought a boy. I brought in a little boy. We need him happy because they were born on Valentine's Day. And that silly little thing, Dad made a box for it, you know, a wooden box. You know, we put straw in there, and it stayed in there, but we would let it out. We bottle fed it, and we would take a diaper and wrap it around its midsection to catch the pee-pee, and then we'd put one on its rear end with this little tail, because we hadn't cut the tail off yet. This little tail was sticking out, and that thing would run around the house and carry on, you know, and which really surprised me because my mother was one of those meticulous housekeepers, you know. I mean, you didn't even let a speck of dust get on your furniture. You know, I thought, boy, she's not going to put up with this very long. I come home from school one day, and she's cleaning, and that little lamb is following her around the house, and she's going, come on, baby, let's go do this now. And and it stayed in the house for quite a while until it decided to start chewing on the legs of the kitchen table.
Uh-oh.
And that was when, that was it. Okay, unfortunately, it got kicked out to the barn with the rest of them.
Those are good memories, though, aren't they?
It is. You'd hear this click, 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 click on the tile, you know, on the floor, you know, and everything because of its little hooves and stuff. So, they're a lot of fun, the little ones like that. So, you guys are going to have fun with that little mini. You're going to have fun.
Oh, it'll be fun. But now you had horses, too.
Yeah,
when
I did.
Growing
I did.
Up, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. I had a horse. He was half quarter, half Morgan. He was black.
Mm-hmm.
He had a star and one white sock, and his name. Now, my parents got me this horse, my first horse ever, and his name was Diablo.
Yeah.
Now, you know, what parent would get their, you know, fifth grade daughter a horse named Diablo?
Right.
But, you know, I didn't care. I didn't care. You know, we were stationed, my dad was stationed at Edwards Air Force Base, and they had a big arena out there, and it had the nice fluffy dirt, you know. And as soon as I would come out there to the stables and start saddling them up, people would start, they had, you know, they had like the benches you could sit on, you know, like in the arena, you know, that went up, the terraced ones, and because they had like little rodeos and stuff out there. As soon as I came out and started saddling up, people would start sitting in those benches waiting because they knew as soon as I got on that horse in the arena, the rodeo was on. I spent more time airborne than on his back when I first got him. Oh, he was ornery. But he was only like 2.5 years old, and he was ornery.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. I loved him, you know. Then once we moved away from there, we moved up north. I think somebody was picking on another because he wasn't happy there. But once we moved up north to Woodland out of my parents' place, shoot, by then I could just throw a bareback pad on his back, put the halter, hop on his back. I'd go riding, fall asleep on his back, and I'd wake up at home. So, lots of good memories.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I'd wake
That's
up at
incredible.
Home. He'd be standing there by the tack room, and all of a sudden I'd hear, you know, that sound they make, and he'd kind of do a little shimmy.
Yeah.
And I'd wake up like, oh, we're home? Oh, okay. You know?
My goodness. That is
so you and Kira are going to have a blast, you know. You girls are going to have to do the trail rides and do all that fun stuff. That's so much fun, you know.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And
It'll be good for her because it'll keep her out of trouble because she won't be bored.
Yeah.
You know, so many kids, if they don't have anything to do, they get in trouble, you know. And she'll have her horse and different stuff like that. So, you guys will have fun. Yep. And the first time that she's around and slaps her or she gets her foot good. Well, she's already had her foot stepped on, hasn't she, by the other one?
Yeah, she's had her foot stepped on and she's been thrown off. And I wouldn't know if you'd call it thrown off. She's fallen off more than, wouldn't call it thrown off. Yeah, I would call it more like she fell off several times.
You cannot call you a horse person until you've been tossed and stomped. So, you know,
Right. That's true. Yep, that's right.
So,
okay,
you
so,
know.
Well, since we're on here and we're talking, let's tell us about what you've got coming out as far as books. You got a new book coming out for Christmas, right?
Yeah, it's pre-order right now on Amazon.
Yeah.
We're doing too well the first part of November, but I guess that was the election. You know, everybody was distracted by that. But, yeah, it's
right.
My little my Christmas novella, Saying Goodbye,
mm-hmm.
The Christmas Story. And I'm making it into a bundle deal. So
yeah.
If you buy the e-book, you also get the audio book for the same, you know, in the one price. And
mm-hmm.
right now, as long as it's for pre-orders, I'm doing it for only 99 cents. So you get an e-book and an audio book for 99 cents. So that's pretty dang good, I think.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Great.
So.
And I'm telling you, I've read the stories. I've read, the story, and it is, I was thinking of your Halloween all of a sudden. But, this is a
mm-hmm.
great story, and it's
mm-hmm.
It's a feel-good Christmas story, and it's different and unique, and that's what I like about it. So if you guys out there are looking for a great Christmas, feel-good Christmas story, this is the one you need to get. It's worth it. So,
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me feel good just writing it, you know. The characters
yeah.
came to life to me, and there's a lot of me in that book, different little blips of me and my soul and my life and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it, but just blips, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a good, I like it. Now, the one I just released for Halloween was Boding Evil. And
yes. and you have another short story inside that book.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
uh-huh.
it. So that's what
soul,
I was thinking.
Sacrificing
yes.
Soul. So the two of those together for
mm-hmm.
one price of 99 cents. Those are available also on Amazon. It's got its first review. Woohoo! It's got a 5-star. Guys, so excited
good.
About that. Yeah.
They were excellent stories, too. Oh, my goodness. Yes, they were excellent stories. And you just amazed me because you got such talent because you can go from writing horror to writing a thriller, and then turn around and write a children's book. So multi-talented. The only thing that you haven't written yet, I think, is a romance. So
well, Saying Goodbye is kind of, sort of, but not romance.
Right.
But yeah, no, I haven't written official romance. No, I haven't.
Right.
I don't know if it's talent or if I just have ADD and I can't stay focused.
Oh, is
could
that
be
what
that.
It is?
Could be.
Well, you are mostly talented, and so you guys out there, Linda
you.
L. Barton, she has got how many? She's got, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 books now, and every one of them would be great Christmas presents. She's got a YA fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So which the kids would love, I think. Kira loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
yeah,
you love
that's
it when
a good,
your brain
that
goes
is a good
dead?
Story.
But
it's
yeah.
a constant state for me anymore. I think I'm getting old lady disease.
Her books are really good. So,
oh, thank you. Yeah, I've got the trilogy, so that's 3, and I've got
mm-hmm.
Pure Justice. Let's see here, Pure Justice. What's the one about the little girl that got raped? Can't even remember my own titles. See, I'm like, I'm getting old ladies dizzy. Hellfire's Judgment.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sure
yeah, yeah.
thought of the one I was talking about, the fantasy one that you've written.
The
Dragon's
Blood
Key.
Is that
the
Dragon's
Blood
yeah,
Key?
It does have some fantasy in it.
Yeah.
I know. You want me to finish book number 2. I know.
Yeah. I do.
I'm wanting to finish four. I'm wanting to finish my paranormal four.
Mhm. Oh, that's a good one too.
Mhm. I want to finish that one. I had so much fun writing the scene with the wolves.
Oh yes, that was one of the best scenes in the story was the wolf scene. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I was real ticked off the day I wrote that, so it was perfect.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what I was mad about, but I was really mad, and I thought, this is the best time to write a blood, gore, and gut scene. So I sat down, and that's when I wrote it.
Right. Yep. Well, it was a good scene, so.
But Lisa, now you guys, Lisa's talented in her own right, too. Don't let her sit here and act like she's not talented, too. She writes great romance. They're suspenseful romance.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her great vampiric, well, not, they're not really vampires, are they? Or Mystic Myth series. And then she's working on another series. It's a branch off from that. And Callister Chronicles, is that the series title again?
Caracilia Chronicles.
Mm-hmm. Chronicles, yeah, that's a good one. So
it will be since I get it. Yeah. So,
and your moon people, that one's a good one. You can get that one done. I was enjoying that one. She had me editing on it, and that's gonna be a good. That's a good story. I like that one. The characters are awesome.
That one scene, you know, that you pointed out. I'm still working on it. Once I get that that scene completed, I think it'll be good. So.
Got great characters in it, and I love how you end it.
I love
the ending. So everybody, when you get it ready, you got to get it, because it's a good story and it's got an awesome ending. So anyway,
well, thank you.
Well, you about ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff to start coming up?
No, I cannot believe it. Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks.
Can you believe it? I know.
Oh, no, I cannot believe it. And so, you know, it's usually just the three of us. So we have a small Thanksgiving, you know, meal and everything, which is nice, the three of us. But we miss family. When I grew up, I'm the youngest of 6 kids.
Oh.
And then, of course, we had the cousins and, you know, cousins on top of cousins. And so we always had a big, huge Christmas and Thanksgiving family, you know, dinner at my aunt's house. So I do miss those large family gatherings. But it's nice, too, to have a small, you know, just us three, too. So,
it makes it a lot easier. You guys live fairly close to the family, though. Why don't you guys go for at least Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we will and we would, but sometimes Matt, that's he'll work, you know, maybe like the day before or the day after.
Oh, okay, yeah,
so,
that makes sense. Yeah.
So it doesn't always work out, but
we'll probably be just Bob and I this year, because Bobby and Desi, they're headed back to North Carolina for his work. And Amber, being a police officer, I don't know what her schedule is.
Right.
You know. So it may just be Bob and I for Thanksgiving, which is fine, you know. We did it many times when we was out there and over the road trucking. And so Bob says, as long as I get my leftover turkey, I don't care if anybody else shows up. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah. Will you have her kids? Will you have her kids, though, if she's working? Her kids, if she's working, you'll have her kids, right?
They usually go over to their dad's, so, you know, family. Yeah,
oh,
they're
gotcha,
right there close.
Gotcha.
So now we will have Cyrae tomorrow, Amber's daughter, because Ralphie's going hunting with his dad. He's getting to go to the deer lease for the weekend, so it's his first time going as an actual. He gets to go as an actual hunter, so he's pretty excited about that. So, he's 7.
Wow, they hunt that young?
Honey, this is Texas.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. They probably do it in Tennessee and Mississippi, too, but we're not hunters. We eat the meat, but we don't go hunt them.
This is Texas. I don't know how much hunting he'll actually do, but he's getting to go hang out with the big boys, and that's exciting, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Cyra didn't want to go because, you know, there's really nothing for her to do. So she's going to come hang out with us for the weekend. She's going to be here tomorrow. And so she'll get to pal around with us. So we've got some stuff planned. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, that'll be fun.
She's our little diva, so she doesn't do too well out when you get dirty and, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I tried to make Kira, you know, a little princess, clean and, you know, everything. And nope. She's a tomboy. She likes horses. She don't care if she gets dirty. So I gave up on it.
Now, she doesn't mind getting dirty at our house.
Yeah.
But for some reason, other places, she won't. I guess when she's here, she just, I don't know, I guess because she's around her papa and everything, you know. But I remember one time we were watching the kids for the weekend. We had all four of the grandkids here. And I said, come on, guys, let's take some baths. Let's take a bath. You guys are disgusting. They've been out in the backyard playing in the sand pit and everything. And so they were just disgusting. So I looked at me and goes, no, Grandma, I'm going to keep my dirt until tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
She goes, I don't have to take a bath till tomorrow to go back to school because it was on the weekend, you know. So this is Saturday night. And I said, no, you're going to take a bath now. You're not getting in bed all dirty. I want to keep my dirt until tomorrow. I'm like, oh,
no, that's
goodness.
Funny.
She took a bath. Grandma wouldn't even let her in the house. She was nasty. My grandkids have gotten so dirty. I've stood on the back patio and hosed them off before I let them in. That's how bad they've gotten at times. So.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
It is. It's fun. I remember that when I was a kid, you know. They love hearing the stories of when Grandma was little, you know, and I'd go to my grandma's in Kansas on the farm, and my cousin Jan and I, we'd go out to Grandma's garden, and we were still in turnips, and we'd run up into the barn, into the hayloft, and we'd eat turnips until we were sick. To this day, I still don't know why we stole the turnips with all the other good stuff in Grandma's garden. But, you know, of course, Grandma knew, you know, and funny stories like that, and they love hearing that kind of stuff. So,
that's
why I would love to have a place where, with more land, where they could do that too. So who knows, maybe sometime in the future we'll get something where they can get those kind of fun memories like I did. But we try to make it
that's
fun. They go out in the backyard and they hang on the tire swing. Papa's got a great big tire that we used to have on the front of our diesel, our big rig. And he's got it hanging from a real tall tree on a big old fat blue rope. And they will get on that tire swing, and they will get to swinging and spinning and laughing. And, you know, because it's big enough, three kids can pile in it at one time. So you see arms and legs hanging out of it. It's pretty funny to watch. So now you're going to get the horses tomorrow then, right?
Yes, we're going to go. We're about 2 hours away, so we're going to go and get them tomorrow, bring them back, and we've got a pasture that we're going to put them in because we don't have any land ourselves. But but we're hoping in the near future we'll be looking for a new place to live, hopefully.
Now, is he going to put some sort of a lean-to out there so they can get out of the elements a little bit?
Not yet. That'll be the next thing that we'll do is we'll build some kind of a little lean-to, like you said, for that. And, of course, we're going to get let me get my terminology correct, turnout blankets for the cold weather. So we'll put them on them when it gets, you know, really cold. So they'll be fine. And it's got a pond, so, you know.
Oh, that's good. Plenty of water.
Yeah, plenty of water.
Yep. What's their names? I never have asked you their names.
The one that she's hoping to, they're Western. They've been ridden Western, but we're hoping that the pony, she's going to train it to ride with English. She and her trainer, mm-hmm. Chandler, mm-hmm. are hoping they can, you know, prepare it for next show season for English. But her name is Jazz.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so the Tennessee Walker that I've got is JoJo.
JoJo. I like that name. That fits you perfect.
Yeah, it does.
That's perfect name for
yeah.
your horse. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what's the little one?
I've already nicknamed it Mojo. It's my Mojo.
So now, is the little one a male? Is the little one a gelding and the other two are mares, or what are they?
Okay, I'm still learning my terminology. The little one is a female.
So it's a little mare. Okay.
And her name is Baby. So,
aww.
Yeah.
Okay, and then with the pony, it's a mare also.
And the pony. Yeah, it's also a girl, and the walker is a boy, of course. Yeah, so.
Now, has the walker been gelded?
Yes.
Has he been gelded? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm thinking, yes. Yes, he has. I'm trying to remember what all that is. I got to get my pony club books out and look and learn, and I am reading. And
well,
so
with
all
having
you,
the mares, you better hope there's no studs within scent area, because you don't want those little mares to get, you know.
Right, that's true. that would be
yeah,
not, that, ago, that's not what we want. So
no. Years ago, we, you know, we live out in California, and they were auctioning off Mustangs, and
mm-hmm.
if they didn't get them all sold, you know, that's when they were, you know, killing them, they're euthanizing them.
Yeah.
So, you know, Bob and I went, we just wanted to see, well, I'll be damned if we didn't come home with a Mustang. It was a colt. He was a stud colt. Wasn't old enough to ride yet. His name was Duke. We named him Duke. He was a bay, you know, the brown with the black tail in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a big white blaze down the front of his face and four white socks.
Aww.
And like I said, his name was Duke. He was beautiful. He was a beautiful stud colt.
Fancy.
But he was moody. Oh, my God, he was moody. I remember poor Amber was out in the backyard brushing him and grooming him, and, oh, he's just standing there loving it, you know, and he's in the sun, and she's brushing him. Well, she got done, she started putting up the brushes into the bucket, and he chased her down. He was mad that she stopped. He chased her, I kid you not, he chased her up the back stairs almost into the back door of the house.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he was mad. Yes. Well, then, you know, of course, now I'm working with him because I'm saying, you know, he can't be this way. And then one day he decided he's going to run away. He got loose, and he ran away, and Bob's chasing after him. Well, this is out in California. They've got those big irrigation canals. And they're like 6 foot down, about 8 foot across. They're really deep.
Oh,
well, there wasn't
no
water in it this time. So Bob, he's chasing after the horse. The horse goes running and dives over that, you know, over that canal. He's shooting through the field where they had already, it was a tomato field. They'd already harvested and plowed it up and everything. So the horse is running. Bob, he runs and he jumps over it. Well, idiot me, not thinking.
Uh-oh.
I decided, well, surely I can. No, I stumbled, caught my foot, fell down inside the canal, twisted my ankle. I'm laying down there going, ah, I'm screaming like an idiot. Well, finally I get up. I see Bob. He's probably about 50 feet out into this field. And he has tackled this horse. Remember the old cartoons we used to watch way back when you and I were kids? And if you had animals fighting, you'd see a big ball of dust and there'd be like a hoof and an arm and whatever come out. That's what this looked like, Lisa. I mean, here is Bob and that horse, and they are having a knockout, drag-out fight. And all I can see is this big dust plume and an occasional hook and a foot and a boot, you know. And it was like, oh, my God. And I'm screaming, you know, and everything. Of course, I can't hardly walk because I've twisted my ankle so damn bad. Finally, it gets done, and the dust settles, and Bob is sitting on top of that horse. He's got it down on its side, and he's sitting on top of it, holding it to the ground. And he's going, you better be glad I don't have my gun, or you would be dead. So he gets the horse,
We take it back, and he says, Linda, we're getting rid of it. He goes, this thing is just not working out. And I said, yeah. I said, it's going to kill us or somebody, you know. Well, his uncle had heard about that we had this horse to my place. I've got 20 acres. He can just run in the pasture and have a good time. Bob did not give him a chance to change his mind. So yeah. We loaded that horse and took him right out there. Here you go. Here's Duke. Boop. Gave him the papers. The horse was his.
Yeah.
About 2 months later, we get a phone call from his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Damn that stud. Now, he had said he was going to go ahead and geld him, but he didn't.
Yeah.
He goes, damn that stud. He goes, I'm on the verge of getting a big old lawsuit against me. Bob says, what's wrong? He goes, you come get your horse. Bob says, hey, my horse, I signed it over to you. You know, what happened? He had busted out of the fence and ran 2 miles up the road, busted into a corral, and got a hold of a registered Arabian mare.
Oh, no.
And got her pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
So needless to say, they were not happy that their registered Arabian mare was violated by a mongrel Mustang.
Right?
So, every time I would watch that movie, Hidalgo, have you ever seen the movie Hidalgo?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He rode the Mustang. Every time I see that movie and he's telling you know about, you know, keeping your pride, I chuckle because I thought, yep, Mustangs. They don't want to breed with them. You breed with them purebred girls, you're in trouble.
Right.
So anyway, I don't know whatever happened over it because we ended up moving. That's when we moved to Missouri. But, his uncle wasn't too happy about that, but hey, you know, should have flipped him when you had the chance. Yep.
Yeah.
But I will never, I wish for anything that was back when we had cell phones with picture, you know, cameras and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because the image of him rustling that crazy horse in that dirt field was something that I will carry to my grave as one of the funniest mental pictures I've ever had. It was just like one of those old cartoons. Oh, he was so mad. He goes, you better be glad I don't have my gun. You'd be dead. Like, don't kill the horse. Don't kill the horse.
Yeah, right. Oh, goodness. That's funny.
Yep. They're a lot of fun. They're a headache, but they're a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. They're a lot of fun, but it's going to be a lot of work. And so I told Kira, I said, our lives will never be the same.
No, you just lost your life. Your life does not belong to you anymore.
Nope, that's right.
You think your house full of little puppies is work?
Yeah, exactly.
One horse is bad enough. You guys had to go get three. That's just crazy.
Yeah, I know. That is crazy. Nah, it'll be fun.
It will be fun. But I'm not kidding. You need to get a little wagon made for that little itty-bitty one and teach it how to pull it. That would be adorable.
Yeah, that will. That'll be adorable. We need to do that for Christmas. That'd be fun, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, put it in a local Christmas parade, you know, have it all decorated up and look like it's pulling, you know, like a wagon with presents in it and stuff. That would be adorable.
That would be adorable. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I've ridden many, 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 many parades back when I had my horse. And they're a lot of fun. It's fun, you know, you drive through your town, you ride through your town and everything, and get your horse all prettied up. Now, do these horses have any white on them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you decide you want to show your horse and it's got white, can you give it a bath before a show? Take a bucket with water and put a little bit of downy fabric softener in it.
Uh-huh.
And the part of the horse's hair that's white, like around the hooves, because a lot of times I would get yellowish.
Yeah.
You rinse that white hair with downy, and the bluing.
Really?
Yeah, the bluing and the downy will neutralize the yellowing in the white hair, and you'll have it look like shimmery white satin. I used to do that all
really?
The time. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
It won't hurt the horse. It
That's a
hurt
good
the horse.
Tip. I'll have to try that. Thank you. Yeah, we'll do try that for the shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of times around the hooves, especially, it gets that yellowing, and it just looks sticky. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just
right.
Put some downy in a bucket of water and just kind of wash it on there with a sponge and let the bluing and the downy, it'll counteract that yellow.
That's basically what little old ladies would do to their hair. Same precinct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I know all sorts of little shortcuts like that with critters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'll be texting you and calling you and for advice.
You'll have fun. You'll have fun. I can't wait to see the pictures. That'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, we'll take some tomorrow and post them. And
we'll have to make up a YouTube video to put on our Daily Read YouTube channel. Because we talk about your guides with horses, we'll have to make up a little video with pictures of your horses and stuff so people can see them.
Aw, that's sweet. Yeah.
Well, we're always talking about them. I mean, our listeners are probably going, I want to see, I want to see. So there we go.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Don't hurt showing them off. But
yeah, that's right.
Well, Lisa, we've gabbed for 40 minutes. Can you believe that?
We have. No. Yes, I do believe it. Because we do
yeah,
that quite often.
And we're not even on the radio show, huh?
Right. True.
Well, what project are you working on now then? For myself,
I haven't worked on anything in about a week, but I've just been preoccupied. But I'm working a little bit on Carousel Chronicles a little bit, and then I go back and work on the book three of the New Breed series. So I'm working between those two.
Oh, good.
Is what I'm doing. So,
that's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm trying to finish up. I would like to finish up at least on the first draft part of it, of the series
mm-hmm.
of New Breed. I'd like to get that, you know, that done, at least in first draft.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal for my summer, I hope, is to get that whole story written and completed
mm-hmm.
in first draft at least. And then the
mm-hmm.
Carousel Chronicles, it's going pretty good. I've already gotten three full books completed of the Carousel Chronicles in first draft. And so about a quarter of the way finished on the fourth book. So I'm doing good on it.
You are.
Yeah, it's coming together really nicely, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
But
sounds like a plan.
Yeah, but
Sam.
I'm going to do short stories, you know, like short stories on those each book. So it's going to be like a short
mm-hmm.
story.
That would be good though. You break it up kind of like in episodes or something like that then, huh?
Right, like exactly.
Mhm. Oh, okay. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Mhm.
Sounds like a plan, Sam.
Yep.
Well, between the two of us, we're cranking the books out. Woohoo!
Yeah, getting it together. And we're doing editing, too. We edit for people, so,
yeah.
You know,
that
we just finished the big, yeah.
Well, no, we just got the final book yesterday. I'm working on it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a first-time author. His name is George Kenyon. You wrote a good story. I mean, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite detailed and everything like that. It has a lot to do with terrorism, and there's scary thriller. It's a good thriller. I don't know what you call it. Military. I don't know. I don't know the terminology because I've never written that genre before.
Yeah,
but,
I'm not sure what genre it is as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I don't know. I'd probably have to research it and see, but Vince, he's
the
author.
We'll
I'm going
to
let him worry about it. We're just editing and we're free.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And making the cover. But, he sent me the book number three. Now, it's not
mm-hmm.
quite as long as one and two, but that's okay. And I'm working on it right now. So once we get that one done completely, he'll have his trilogy ready to release.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, first-time author. He's nervous, excited. Of course, he hasn't done what I told him to do a long time ago. I told him to start doing the whole social media thing.
Yeah.
He hasn't done it.
Oh, me. He'll wish he had. That's
Gotta let people get to know who you are, because they'll be your book will be locked up millions of others, but that's okay. People find it. You just let people know about it. But it's a good it's a good story. It's a good story.
It is a good story. It is a good story. It's different from what I usually read, which is that's good too, because it gives you a chance to read something, that you're not used to, that you're not accustomed to reading. And so you get outside your box, your little box when you do that. And so that's, that's why I like editing. You get to read different genres and, you get to see, get to meet the different authors and the way they write and everything. So, but yeah, it was really, when I say scary, I don't mean like horror scary. It was, it's like reality scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, because of the terrorism aspect of it.
Yeah, because of the terrorism and everything in it. And, yeah, so it was, yeah, it made me, startle a few times and hold my breath a few times. And I cried in the story a few times. So he's done good about evoking the emotions.
Yeah, he has. And the characters, you end up liking the characters or really hating the characters, and that's an important thing to do too. So he's done well. Third one is definitely a surprise for me. It's got an interesting ending.
Okay.
But that's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's good. I really like the main character. You end up really liking him and cheering for him, and poor guy goes through all sorts of stuff, but
he sure does.
But it's a good story. The series is called Light as a Feather, Heavy as a Mountain. And I think he'll do good. It's a good story. So
It's gonna be one of those that'll catch. I haven't seen the cover. But
you didn't see the cover that I made up for him yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, shame on me.
The cover with that title, the cover will, if it's the right kind of cover with that title, it will be very eye catching with both the title and the cover, and people will, look at it. It'll be interesting to see.
I had to laugh at the lady that's proofreading it for us, because Lisa and I, we're doing the editing and proofing, and then we send it to another person to kind of give it that last set of eyes, because it's always best to have more eyes on a book. And she's an avid fan. She goes, "Oh my God, I love that story." She goes, "I can't wait to read book three." So I told George. I said, "Well, George, you already got a fan." He was like, "Really?"
"Yeah,
you got a fan." She's enjoying it. So it's one I know men will really enjoy because of the whole military aspect, but women will enjoy it too, because I enjoyed reading it, and she did too. So it was a big project.
Yeah.
It's been a huge project for us, but we're almost done, Lisa.
Yep, almost.
Almost done.
But
well,
it's definitely
folks,
a man's book. It'll be good.
Oh yeah, it's a good book.
Well,
girl, we're down to 10 minutes left on our show.
Wow.
You have gabbed the whole time. I know. Yakety, 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 huh? Well, anyway, we're so sorry that Stephen Thorne wasn't here tonight. He's author of horror and poetry and science fiction. As Lisa said, she rescheduled Stephen for a later time. Probably have to be into January, huh?
Yeah, I have to look at my calendar. But I've almost got January filled, so it's about the last of January or the first of February. So,
okay, Lisa's keeping us booked up. She's good.
I'm trying.
You're doing good. Not bad for a little bitty radio show for a couple of women that had no idea what they were doing when they started. So
that's true. Yep, I'm proud of ourselves.
Well, girl, I'm gonna let you go because you got to get rested.
All right.
You got a big day tomorrow. You got a huge day tomorrow.
Yeah,
and,
you get to feeling better. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a cold or something trying to come on. So I'm sitting here with the heater and feeling all snuggly. And
yeah.
I won't tell anybody. You promise not to tell people, but I'm in my jammies, too. So it's just between you and me, okay?
Don't tell
them
about me either. That's our little secret.
That's our little secret. I'm in my jammies, too.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway. Okay, girl. Well, let me know when you get those horses. Send some pictures over. I'd love to see them when you get them.
I promise I will. All right.
Okay. Well, everybody,
right,
we're going to call it another night, and we'll see you next week. Good night,
all right,
everyone.
Good night.